Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back. Today's Daf is Sanhedrin 9 Gimel. We begin at the Mishnah right on top, continuing on a similar topic to yesterday's regarding a roideh, a person attacking, a person threatening to attack, a person pursuing somebody, an intruder, right, breaking into a house. If he's threatening somebody bodily, then he's considered a roideh, and you're actually obligated to prevent tragedy by preempting it, by anticipating it, and killing the attacker prior, right, to the act. So on a similar note, we're going to learn about similar cases. And the critical element will be, actually, it's a double element. In order to justify killing the pursuer, there must be two elements present. Number one, his intentions are clear to the extent that he's going to commit something very severe, some very severe offense. Number two, it's going to affect somebody else. It's not as private, you know, he's going to turn on a light on Shabbos or something like that. Mishnah exempts that. That's not included in this our topic, right? It's specific to a case where, A, he's doing something serious in terms of violation, and number two, it's affecting somebody else, shaming somebody, degrading a woman by being involved with her, etc. So in those situations, so in these cases, the Mishnah says you can save them. Now, interestingly, Rashi says here, matzilin, saving, is not going on the victim. It's going on saving the perpetrator, the potential perpetrator. You're saving him, matzilin oisan, from doing an avera. So it's basically interchangeable. You're saving the perpetrator, you're saving the victim. Benafshan, by killing the attacker. So number one is the classic roidev that we had yesterday. A roidev achar chaver laharog. Reuben is chasing Shimon, right? Going to kill him. Vachar zochar, he's chasing a male for the purpose of physical interaction. Vachar hanara moros, or an engaged girl. Same idea. In these cases, he has a full-fledged din, a status, a label as a roidev, and you can kill him before the act. Avala roidev achar behema. But if he's involved with a behema, he's chasing a behema. But mechalas haShabbos, that's degrading Shabbos. That's his personal issue. It's not affecting somebody else. Ve'oved avetz kechavim, right? So in these, we say, ein matzilin oisin ben afshan, you're not allowed to step in and kill him. You can't play, you know, Hashem's role here. It's not your business. Tanu Rabban, minayin roidev achar chaver lohargoy, shenitan latzila ben afshay. So how do we know that, in fact, you can step in and kill a potential murderer? Don't stand by while your friend is being threatened. As she says, save him, by all means, right? So this pasuk is coming for this. It's needed for something else entirely different. What about if a person sees his friend drowning? Being attacked by an animal. Or listened by an olive, by robbers. You must step in and save him. So it's just a very specific point that you have to save somebody when he's in trouble. I'm not speaking about killing anybody, you know, as preemptive, you know, measures. Just in terms of saving a person, drowning, whatever. From this very same pasuk, you can't stand by while something like that is happening. So it's needed for this. Who says to take it a step further and actually kill a threatening individual? Ein hachinami, you're 100% correct. This pasuk is already applied for the basic halacha that one is obligated to save a person in trouble. Velos, or rather, nitan latzila b'nafshi minol. How do we know? To take it to the next level, to kill a threatening individual. Ashi b'kavachomer minara murasa. It's based on a kavachomer. Look, ma na'ara murasa. Look, in that case, the Torah says, save her by all means, even at the expense of killing the perpetrator. And there it's a relatively mild, compared to murder, you know, it's relatively all this fellow is going to do is going to degrade her, shame her, and affect her status, right? I'm going to kill her. Amra Torah, still the Torah says, nitan latzila b'nafshay. Go save her, even at the expense of the pursuer's life. Certainly, in case of potential murder. Roidef achar chaver lo harget a killer. Al chaskam kama certainly lends to reason that save him by killing the murderer. Asks the Gemara, but ultimately you're deriving sort of a punishment from a kal v'chomer. V'chi einshim in adin yinelatu. Basic punishment, in this case killing the perpetrator by way of a kal v'chomer. So we got to look for another source. Dvei Rav Rebbe Tana. So in the Beis Medrash of Rebbe they learned. It's not a kal v'chomer, it's a hekesh. Hekeshu. Rashi says a hekesh is different. Hekesh, you're makala from your Rebbe, from Sinai. So that's something absolute. You can't challenge it. So there, we can learn an einish. Look, the pasuk by the Nara Murasa is being attacked. Says, well, you know what? She's exempt. Because on her end, she was not a willing partner. It was einish, it was forced upon her. And the pasuk makes an interesting correlation. The pasuk makes a reference to a murderer. Just like there, you can't blame the victim. Here as well, right? Just like when a person kills somebody. Same here. So what exactly are we learning from the Ritzeach? To our story, meaning the pasuk already says that she's exempt. It says, "Don't do anything to the Nara, it's not her fault." So what's the point of referencing a victim of a murder? So it appears like the Ritzeach is coming to teach something to the Nara Rasa. Actually, it goes the other way. He's going to be learning something from here. Meaning, Makish Ritzeach Lenara Hamurasa. The pasuk is connecting the two concepts. A murderer and the case of the woman who's being attacked. Ma Nara Hamurasa, just like over here. Nitan Latzi Loh Ben Avshoi. You can save her by killing the attacker. Afreitzeach, nitan latzilo benafshei, sending by the murderer. V'nara murasu guf menon. Okay, so how do we know that by the nara this is allowed? Ketan v'rishmo, ketan v'rishmo, vein mashiela. There was nobody there to help her. Indicating that if you can help her, you must do so using any means. Even if it means killing the attacker before he commits his sin. Hayesh Mashiela, apparently, if somebody can come step in and save her, b'chol davar, she'achle yeshia, use any means possible. Okay, so that's our conclusion. You kill a roidev. Likewise, you kill a roidev by a murderer. Etc., etc. Okay, Gufa, let's go back to that halacha we spoke about earlier. A separate point. Obligation to save a friend in distress. How do we know that's true? Okay? This concept is based on this pasuk? Masam nafka. We have another pasuk for that. Okay, so how do we know? If a person's in trouble, he must come to his assistance. Right? He's drowning, you have to go save him. Tamalayma vashe voisai loy. Return the item to him. But you could also be read, Hashivoy Soy Loy, return himself to himself, meaning save him. There is a source. Why do we need another source for the same thing? Imi Hasam answers the Gemara, if only from that source, Havamein, I would say, Hanamilo ben Avshei. Yeah, that's true. If it only involves personal effort, you must do it. Aval Mitroch HaMegar Aguri, but to go and find some, you know, professional divers and, you know, spend money on it, of course I'll pay you back, but who says you have to go and make that extra effort? Emolai, who says you have to do that? Kamash Mon? Comes the Pasuk, Lo Yisamu, that Amri Echa, do anything in your means to prevent a loss of life. Tan Rabban. Okay, back to the Roidev. Again, we need that double element. He's about to commit a severe sin at somebody else's great expense. Okay? Whether he's being roidev to kill, or a male to attack him, to be involved with a male in sin, or he's about to commit an act with a woman that would generate misas bezn, a relative or whatever, or if it generates kares, In all these, we say matzilin oisan v'nafshoi. We save the victim, even if it means killing the attacker. But if it's only an almana, the kain gadol is pursuing an almana. At most, it's terrible, but it's a lav. It's not misa, it's not grusha v'chalutza for a regular kain hedyut. In these, we say ein matzilin oisan v'nafshoi. We can't kill the person. Nevda ba'avera. Another example, let's say the woman had already previously experienced a sinful act with a man, in which case her status has already been sort of demoted and degraded from the first experience. So this upcoming act isn't going to really degrade her that much. So once again, we can't kill the person. Yesh la Moshiach. This is another question, another point. Let's say there's another means of protecting her without resorting to killing the pursuer. So once again, you can't kill him. Ein matzilin oisav nashay. Rabbi Da'imer, another case where you can't. Afayimeres. Suppose the woman, the potential victim, is telling us, look, back off, leave him alone. Hanichaloi. I'm concerned that if you attempt to attack him, it's going to make it worse. It's going to kill me. Shaloi argena. I don't want him to kill me. So in this case, you must back off and not kill him, as we're going to see later in the Gemara. Okay, so this concept of killing a roidif is about to do an avera with somebody else at somebody else's great expense. Where do we learn that from? No, not immediately. So this is a continuation of that discussion with the Nara Moras, who's being attacked out in the field. And we've already established that Ein Moshiela is telling you, anybody can come to her assistance, even if it means killing the perpetrator, you must do so. So within that context, we have a pasuk here which covers many bases and refers to many possible scenarios which would trigger this reaction, which would justify this approach. Okay, amakro v'lanara l'sasa davar ein lanara chet mavis. So let's break down the pasuk word by word, which will contain many references to various sinful potential, sinful, you know, threatening sinful situations. So if you look at the pasuk actually in the Torah, it says Nara without a hey. It's going about the woman, but it's spelled without a hey, and it could be read Nar, a young man being threatened with sin, right? Nar Zezachor. Nara, that's the standard Zunara Murasa, the engaged girl. Pasuk continues, Chet Mavis, alluding to different sinful situations. Chet means Elu Chayav Krisis. If he's threatening to be involved with somebody in an act that triggers Kares. Mavis means Elu Chayav Mises Bezna, which would trigger Mises Bezna. In all these situations, Elach is alike, you can kill the raider. Now, why this repetition? I mean, kol hani lamali. Why do we need all these different cases? Just say it once. Just say the concept once. Tzricha, they're all needed. All have a lesson. Let's go through it step by step. You would know to apply this halacha to all cases. Because maybe one case is more severe than the other, etc., etc. Dikas rachmona nar. If the pasuk only refers to a boy being threatened, yeah, mishum lav urche, I would understand that it's justifiable, right, to kill the because it's not conventional for a man to be involved in this type of physical interaction. So it's very embarrassing, it's shameful. Aval nara, but by a girl, the urcha, it's relatively more normal. Emeloi, so perhaps not so severe. Because of rachmana nara, on the other hand, if it only says nara, yeah, there, kill the man beforehand, mishum de kapogim, because it affects her very severely. Rashi says her basulim get affected. It makes her megana al baalo, undesirable to her husband. Aval naba by a boy, where these factors are not present, the loika pogimli, emolay, so perhaps don't kill him. Because rachmana hami, on the other hand, if the pasuk would only say these two, mishum nahay lav urcheyu, loika pogimli, because each one has an element in their favor, so to speak. By the boy, it's not conventional. By the woman, it's a great pagam. Aval shar arayis, but ordinary arayis, relatives or whatever. So if he's pursuing a relative, married woman, right? There's no, she's not engaged, she's not, right? It doesn't really Rashi says, Arusa is chaviva v'yalas chein ala orus, and now through this experience, mizgana olav, it tempers that, it sort of muddies that relationship, makes it uncomfortable. And but by a married woman or whatever, or by an unmarried woman, if she's not arusa, then it doesn't have this, you know, the same impact, right? The ruchayu. So on the one hand, by it's a woman, so it's not like a man who is. It's not by a woman; it's more normal. But the nafesh pigmayon, again, the pigam effect, the degradation effect, is not as severe. Anyway, so perhaps over there it doesn't justify, because rachmana chet to cover this as well. Because rachmana chet, had the pasuk only said chet, avamina, I would say afilu chayav elavin. It covers any type of improper interaction that he's threatening to do, even if it's only a lav. Because rachmana mavis, only if it involves death. So it's an act that can potentially generate death. That's an indication of the severity of the act. Plus that it affects the other party, so that the lethal combination justifies killing him. Because Rachmana Mavis, the pasuk would only say Mavis and not Chet, I would say Havamina Chayva Mises Bezdin, only if it involves Mises Bezdin. Chayva Krishas Loi, but if it only Kares, we don't treat it as severely, because Rachmana Chet, to cover both, Kares and Mises Bezdin. Now, once you have these two examples of Kares and Mises Bezdin, why bother mentioning the Na'ar and the Na'ara, which are relatively more profound, more impactful, more severe, because of the Pgam and the, right, shame factor. V'licht v'rachmona chet mavis, it should say just here, Kares Mises Bezdin, v'leiboy Na'ar v'Na'ara, it's unnecessary to have those references as well. It's pretty obvious that, of course, those cases which are more severe justify killing the pursuer. And Echanami, you're 100% right. V'lo Na'ar v'Na'ara, what is it for? It's coming actually to exclude some cases. Cases that we mentioned in the Mishnah, which are basically personal involvements without affecting somebody else. A person is privately worshipping idols, he's privately desecrating Shabbos. You can't kill him to stop him from, Chad, one, we have Na'ar and Na'ara. One is coming to exclude a person who's sinning in that fashion. The other one is coming to exclude a person who's intending on getting involved with an animal physically or desecrating Shabbos. Now, but he disagrees. He says, even if you see a person about to worship an idol, you can kill him ahead of time. So that takes care of that exemption. It's not an exemption, it's included, right? So again, normally, so why do we need these two exemptions? One to exclude Behema, one to exclude Shabbos. Perhaps I would say Tesi Shabbos Michilu Chilum Avodas Kochavim. That I would say, well, if by Avodah Zarah justifies killing the intended perpetrator, so by Shabbos as well, we have a pasuk Gzera Shabbos. By Avodah Zarah it says Loshen of Chilul as Loisa Chalel Lashem Lekecha. By Shabbos it says Mechalleha Moisumos. Perhaps we connect the two. And we apply the din of Shabbos as well. So we need that exemption. Now, Rav Lezer, Rav Shimon, who takes it a step further, Damar, he says, he maintains that even Mechalos HaShabbos nitin l'atzilu b'nafshi. You see a person about to turn on a light, kill him. Why? The Asya Shabbos, because he in fact connects it to Avodah Zarah. Right? Mechilu l'chilu b'aviz kechav. So then now, we don't need exemptions. They're pretty much all included except for Behema. So Michael and Mema, so why do we have those two psukim? You have nothing to exempt except for Behema. You're right. One exemption is to exclude a person who's threatened to be involved with an animal. That doesn't justify killing him. Vidach now, why the second pasuk? Meaning we had one word which was really extra, but it was Na'ar or Na'ara, because it's really, it could be read Na'ar, read Na'ara. So we have two sort of exemptions. Vidach, the truth is that the other inference, meaning we understand why it said Na'ar, to exclude the case where he's pursuing an animal. But why did it say Na'ara? Well, Aidi, the cause of Rachmana Na'ar, because once it says Na'ar, it can't stop there. Because you see, it's within the context of a Isha there. We're talking about Na'ara Marasa. Cause Rachmana Na'ara, cause of Nami Na'ara, so it's spelled Na'ara as per the context of that discussion. It's not really an extra pasuk, it's just to fit the context. So again, what's the concept here? One is meant to kill a roidev who is intending on doing something terrible in a way that it affects, it severely affects somebody else. Rabbi Da'imer, afa yumeres hinichu leish le'yargena. Let's say the intended woman victim is about to, she calls out, don't start up with this person, he's going to kill me. You have to back off. Chachamim say, no, you still kill him. But Ma'akim Mifli, what's the machlek is about? Omer Rava, v'makpedes al pigma. You see clearly that she's trying to protect herself. She's not a willing partner. She's concerned about the impact that it's going to have on her, right? But she's allowing him and declaring as such because she's concerned, she's afraid for her life. So what's the machlekes? Rabbanon Savri, a pigma kabad rachmana. Rabbanon say, we don't listen to her, we don't take instructions from her. The Torah tells us to kill a reide for concern that it's going to degrade the woman. And that's what's going to happen. So we have to step in and stop it. Vare makped, this a pigma, look, she's not willingly accepting this impactful experience. She's not a willing partner, right? So we have to go and save that and preempt that. Rabuda, he disagrees. He says, "Haydu kamar rachmana katli." You know, the primary reason why the Torah says kill the perpetrator, mishum demasro nafshal k'talav, because we're concerned that perhaps she'll be meiser nefesh to stop him and allow herself to be killed. Step in there and save the day. That's why you kill him. But ha, in this case, this woman here, she's clearly not sacrificing herself. In fact, she's telling us to back off for concern that it might hurt her. So here there's no concern of Mesiras Nefesh, and therefore there's no reason to step in and preempt it by killing him. I have a question. According to Rabbanon, the overriding factor is the pagam factor. The degradation factor. So even an almana l'kayin gadol, Nami, you're there as well. Kayin gadol running, chasing an almana. Kapagim, it affects her status. She becomes a chalala, disqualified for marrying a kayin. Amrlay, he says, well, there are different levels of pagam. A pigma rabba kabad rachmana. The Torah was only makbid on more severe pagam, like arayes of kareis and all those that turn the woman into a zayna. If there's a child born, it turns into a mamzer. Terrible situation. So there, you stop it, even at the expense of killing the person. A pig mazutla kavod rachmana, but a minor pagam, such as the yamon l'kan gadol, relatively minor pagam, doesn't justify doing it. Now, we had a pasuk, chet, elu chayev krisis. So if he's involved in a curry situation, he's threatening to be involved in a curry situation, he's pursuing a woman, like a sister or whatever, you kill him on the way, before he gets to it. So technically, he's like Chayav Misa at that point, right? For a minute, we have a kasha now. We know that when a person commits an act which triggers Misa, and simultaneous to that act, there is a trigger of mumming as well, we learned this many times, Kim Levid Ravamina, he gets the most severe punishment, he's exempt from monetary obligations. Listen to this mission. Ve'ilu Nari Sheishlem Knas, a person that's involved with the following girls, Yeshlein Knas, he has to pay the prescribed penalty. Even a relative, Avol Achoisai. Hold it. A relative, Achoisai, that's a courage situation. That would justify killing him en route. So he's really Chayiv Misa. By merely threatening her, how could he be liable to payments? You don't get both punishments at once. So we're going to have to explore options, try to find a way to separate the two. Step one sort of triggers the chiv misa, but step two triggers the penalty. So it's two separate stages, so to speak. Not really a simultaneous package. Amru Rabbanu kameid Rav Chizda. So Rabbanu presented to Rav Chizda the following solution. Mishas ha'ra de pagma iftele miktala. At the moment of the initial physical contact with Achoisei, she already became pagum. Rashi says the besulim, the body became affected. There was a pagam already done. Okay? In which case, at this point, you can no longer kill him. No point is to preempt the pagam. Once he made any physical contact, she's already degraded, it's already impacted, and at this point, it's too late to kill him. No point in killing him, it's after the fact. She's already been impacted. But, listen to this. So if the miktal, he becomes exempt from punishment, from death. But mamuna le mishalom al gmar bia. Penalty only happens later, when he advances to the more advanced stage of physical interaction. So there are two separate stages, unrelated to each other, and therefore they can go in tandem. Hanich lemandamar hara sunashika. That works according to the shita that the term hara refers to the very, very first initial physical contact. So you know this system will work. According to the opinion that until he actually entered, until there's actually some sort of advanced physical interaction, it's not considered anything. In which case, at that advanced point, they both come together, meaning the din of the misa and the din of the paying the kanas come together, right? If the pagam happens right at the get-go, so once he's past that, he's no longer liable to death, right? So that gets out of the way. So what happens further triggers the chi of mami, so it's unrelated. But if you say that he only impacts her status, she only becomes a paguma, she only becomes a bu'ula once we advance a little bit, achnasas ha'torah, right? A more advanced physical interaction. And at that point, right, there's a chiv moment happening at the same time. How could that happen? How could it be chayv misa and chayv to pay at the same time? I could remember. Elam Rav Chizda, rather says Rav Chizda, I'll give you a scenario where there could be chiv misa and chiv moment. So somebody got involved with her unconventionally, in which case now she's pogum, right? She's been impacted. Now he's being with her in the regular conventional manner. So this triggers the chiv of penalty, of payment. Right? And there's no chiv misa, because as we learned before, that if the woman already had some sort of prior experience, Nevda Ba'avera, right? She's already Puguma. She already has that title, that label. In which case, no longer justifies killing this person because she's already impacted from last time. So now we'll have to pay the knas. Rav Amar, I'll give you a case where he's pata from being killed. Like Rav Yudi says that if she insists that we don't kill him, then we don't kill him. So he's not chayav misa. I'll give you another case. Let's say she was seduced. So you have no right to kill him now because she's cooperating. According to all shittas, that holds true. Abaye Omar, I'll give you a case where he's potter from Misa. Suppose you can disable, you can neutralize the attacker by attacking one of his limbs. You have to do that. In which case, killing doesn't is not justified. Rabbi Yonasim and Sholi, who says you must do that rather than killing him. So in all these situations, he won't be chayav Misa, and therefore the Mishnah explains that he's chayav knas on account of what he did. Okay, so we have the idea of the roideif who's being killed beforehand as a preventative measure. When does it apply? If he's about to commit a very severe offense which impacts somebody else severely, it's based on the connection to Nara Murasa, right? Where it says Vein Mashiela, nobody was there to help her. Otherwise, you got to help her in any manner possible, even by killing the pursuer. Then we have a pasuk which covers all different types of cases of chet, of mises bezin, of kares, of all those things. We have a shayla regarding chilul Shabbos, perhaps even avodah zara, perhaps even chilul Shabbos. And we had a kasha from a Mishnah in Ksuvos regarding knas, which was resolved in one of many ways. All the best to you, and hatzlacha rabba.